Hey there, sports history fans. Arnie Chapman of Fantasy Football Origin Stories here to tell you about a new way to play fantasy football this upcoming season. Tailgate Fantasy Sports is the game you've been waiting for. It's a new type of fantasy football that's totally free and easy to play. Just sign up with your email, pick your favorite NFL team, and set a three-man lineup using only players from that team. Rotate two players each week and add power-ups to boost your players' scores. The best part? One random power-up drops every week. Now, it's not going to replace your existing leagues. In fact, it might be the way to get some of your favorite players on your home team. Because we all know how hard it is to get your hometown team's players in your home league, right? That is, if you truly follow some semblance of an ADP. I mean, come on. You think I'm getting Amon-Ra the Sun God at market value in my home league? Pick number 7? You gotta be kidding me, dude. Get all the rules over at tailgatefantasysports.com. But the real action happens at tailgatefantasy.io. Tailgate Fantasy Sports, where true fans rule the game. Join now and help us put the word fan back into fantasy football.
Stay tuned with the podcast today because we're going to talk about a couple of Seminoles who were handed the Heisman Trophy. The final AFC Championship game was played. 6 touchdowns were thrown by a quarterback in Chicago. And we'll talk a lot about the great Doc Blanchard on the celebration of his birthday. All coming up on the Football History Headlines December 11th in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we want to welcome you once again to your football history headlines this day for December 11th. And we will start off in the year 1937 on December 11th at Varsity Stadium in Toronto. The CFL Grey Cup took place. At the end of the contest, it was the Toronto Argonauts who won their 4th championship as they edged out the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 4-3 in an era of football where the scoring was much different than it is today. The full game recap is found at the CFL.ca website, and we have a link to that on PigskinDispatch.com. December 11th, 1938, at the Polo Grounds in New York City, the National Football League Championship had 48,120 fans on record attendance for the title game as they watched the New York Giants defeat the Green Bay Packers 23-17. New York's quarterback Ed Dendowski threw 2 touchdown passes, while Tuffy Lehmans ran in another to account for the Giants' points. An interesting fact from this game was that each player on the winning team received a $900 bonus, while the team that lost saw each participant get a cool $700 each. December 11th, 1949. According to a report in the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago Bears quarterback Johnny Lujack passed for 468 yards and 6 touchdowns as the Bears tore apart their crosstown rivals, the Chicago Cardinals, in a one-sided 52-29 victory. December 11, 1945, the Cleveland Browns beat the San Francisco 49ers in the final AFC Championship game by the score of 21-7. As we mentioned a couple days ago, the AFC suffered some deep financial woes while being in competition with the NFL, so it had to shut down league operations after this game was played. The NFL agreed to soften the blow by merging the Browns, 49ers, and the Colts into their fold. BrownsWire.USA.Today.com has the coverage of this story. December 11th, 1966, at Franklin Field in Philadelphia, Al Nelson of the Philadelphia Eagles returned a Cleveland Browns missed field goal attempt that fell just short near the goal line, an NFL record 100 yards for a score. This TD helped the Eagles cruise to a 33-21 victory over the Browns. This record return of Nelson's was trumped on November 4th, 2007, probably never to be broken, when Antonio Cromartie of the San Diego Chargers went 109 yards plus coast-to-coast on a missed field goal of the Vikings at the end of the first half in a tie game. December 11th, 1993, Florida State's stellar quarterback Charlie Ward wins the 59th Heisman Trophy Award. The senior threw for 3,032 yards and 27 touchdowns per his bio on the Heisman.com website. The story goes on to say that Charlie went also on to take the Davey O'Brien and Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards and was named to the Walter Camp Player of the Year and the Toyota Leader of the Year Award. December 11th, year 2000, the Heisman Trophy was given to quarterback Chris Winkie of Florida State University. The senior signal caller threw for 4,167 yards to lead the nation, and he also won the Johnny Unitas and the Davey O'Brien Awards for being the top quarterback in the nation per Heisman.com. The Seminoles lost to the Oklahoma Sooners in the national championship game at the Orange Bowl by a score of 13-2. That's got to be one of the oddest scores ever in football. December 11, 2004, the 70th Heisman Trophy was awarded to Matt Leinart, a Southern Cal's quarterback. Leinart led USC to back-to-back national championships in the year 2003 and 2004. Matt in 2004 threw for 2,990 yards and 28 touchdowns, according to his bio on the Heisman's website. The article goes on to say that Matt Leinart accumulated more votes than his closest competitors for the trophy, who were Oklahoma's Adrian Peterson and Jason White, and Utah's Alex Smith, along with teammate Reggie Bush, to win that big title of the trophy. As we take a quick break from the headlines, let me remind you that you can also learn more about the gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone, here is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message for you.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Now, how about we celebrate some birthdays of Hall of Famers? We'll go to December 11th, 1910, Stratton, Nebraska. Nebraska's standout fullback George Sauer was born. George was with the Huskers' All-American selection and had helped lead Nebraska to a 23-4-1 record in his three seasons there. At the 1934 East-West Shrine Game, according to the NFF, Sauer scored both of the West TDs as they won 12-0. The National Football Foundation selected George Sauer to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1954. After school was completed, George played with the Green Bay Packers for three seasons in the NFL. December 11, 1924, Mr. Inside, Army's outstanding fullback, Felix Doc Blanchard, came into this world. Doc was a player who became the first ever junior to win the Heisman Trophy, the Maxwell Award, and he was the first ever football player to win the James E. Sullivan Award in 1945. The Cadets were undefeated in Blanchard's three seasons with the team, sporting an amazing record of 27 wins, 0 losses, and a tie, with three national championships in that period. Doc was more than just a running back. He was the place kicker, the punter, in addition to being a linebacker on defense. His pairing with Glenn Davis in the backfield may be the best tandem in collegiate football history. The 1945 season saw Doc run for 722 yards and 16 touchdowns. Doc found his way into the gridiron immortality in 1964 when he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. December 11, 1949, in Colorado City, Texas, Dartmouth outstanding linebacker Murray Bowden celebrated his birth. The National Football Foundation fondly recounts that Dartmouth's undefeated 1970 team was the last Ivy League school to be rated among the nation's top 20 teams, placing 13th and 14th in the two polls. The season, Dartmouth's defense ranked in the nation's top 10 in seven statistical categories, including the first in scoring defense and second in total defense. Murray was a big part of those stats, as he was consistently found in the offensive backfield making plays. The College Football Hall of Fame swung their doors wide open to welcome Murray Bowden in 2003's induction class. We'd really like to take this time to thank you, our listeners, for supporting this podcast and reaching out to us. And if you would like to do the same, you can talk to us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And hoping you're enjoying these football history headlines. And tomorrow we have another great one for the December 12th show, as we'll talk about Namath's last game in New York Green. The Browns had a quarterback who tossed five TDs in a game, and a famous rookie running back scores six times. To make sure you get notified the next edition of this podcast is released, please put your mouse cursor over that subscribe button and press it. You can also find the episodes at your favorite podcast provider at pigskindispatch.com or thesportshistorynetwork.com, where you'll also find many other great nostalgic sports stories and interviews with podcasts of an all-star cast of podcast hosts and guests that share some of the history's greatest sporting events. And we'd like to see you there on Pigskin Dispatch and the sportshistorynetwork.com. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.